The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today
FM. So, what's going on now at RTÉ? New chair announced today, Terence O'Rourke, former KPMG managing partner, who's already the chair of the ESB, is going into the new role in RTÉ, or to replace Siúan Ní Rialaigh, who, of course, yesterday issued a 2,300-word damning condemnation of the Minister for Media, Catherine Martin. Let's just hear a little bit of what Labour TD Alan Kelly said today about her position.
I think there's huge credibility, I'm speaking personally here now as the committee, but I think there's a huge credibility issue here for Minister Catherine Martin. Firstly, the statement from the former chair yesterday versus what Minister Martin said last week is full of holes. It's full of holes as regards Minister Martin's statement to the committee and to the Dáil. I went through chronologically an outline of what happened as regards the day of the exit and also previous, based on the chair's statement yesterday. I think the chronology outlined is pretty accurate. So that causes Minister Martin serious problems.
And we're joined by Brian Stanley, the Sinn Féin chair of the Public Accounts Committee. And before I get to the recommendations of today's report, what's your position on the continuing row between the former chair of RTÉ, Siúan Ní Rialaigh, and the Minister for Media, Catherine Martin?
Well, we've had these exchanges between the Minister and the former chair, Siúan Ní Rialaigh, for over a week now. And what needs to happen, I believe, is that the Minister needs to come into the Dáil, and she needs to not just make statements, but she needs to take questions in relation to this, because there's obviously a conflict in relation to the two accounts of what happened and indeed other events going back over a period of time.
Does it matter, given that Siúan Ní Rialaigh is gone and that we have a new chair in Terence O'Rourke?
Well, we don't want to be in reverse gear the whole time, so I think that needs to be done this week, Matt. I think it'd be useful to get this out of the way. We do have a new chair. That's to be welcome, and I wish him well in the new position. What I would say to you is that Siúan Ní Rialaigh has been there, you know, over a period of time while this crisis has emerged, and just before it came out into the public. She has a certain amount of information that a lot of other people doesn't have. I think what she said in her statement yesterday, which ran to over 2,000 words, I think does highlight a number of issues that the Minister needs to answer. And maybe it's in the Minister's interest to come in and answer, if she's confident around it, around her position on it, to come in and answer those questions in relation to the number of meetings that they had and all of the other issues that she raised in relation to evidence given and information she exchanged.
Why does that matter?
Well, it matters because the Minister is the shareholder. The Minister is the shareholder on behalf of the public. This is a public company, a semi-state company, a commercial company, but a commercial semi-state. The Minister is the sole shareholder on behalf of the public. So the Minister has to be on top of the game here in terms of making sure that the shareholder's interests, that's Joe Public and all of us, that our interests are protected there. But crucially as well, that the funding going to RTÉ is, you know, that everything is being done properly, governance is running properly, but the position of the chair in relation to a lot of crucial matters that have come up, some of which she outlined in her letter, you know, are key that those questions are answered. But it shouldn't drag on. This requires, you know, a reasonably short session of the Dáil for to come in and answer those questions. I think all of the opposition parties are on side, as far as I know, in terms of her doing that. That's what should happen, and clear up this once and for all.
Stay with us, sir, Brian, because I want to bring in Lorcan Nyan, the head of training from the Communications Clinic, who's been with us in the past offering analysis on what's going on in RTÉ. How important is it, Lorcan, do you think, to the authority of Minister Catherine Martin that there are clarifications in relation to what really happened between herself and Siúan Ní Rialaigh?
Yeah, look, I think the statement has been, you know, significantly damaging to the reputation of the minister at any stage when you're going back and forth and looking like you have to consistently correct the record and correct the record in the amount of times you met and in the way you did your job and running through that way. It's obviously going to be relatively damaging. I think if you look at it, I think what's going to happen is, and I think we saw Taoiseach in the Dáil saying this, that the people just want to move on, get to the St. Patrick's Day recess and just move on from the issue. And the timing would probably allow that to happen. The rights and wrongs of it, I'm not sure, but the timing will let that, you know, will allow that to happen. As you said yourself, the new chair is there, so there is that feeling of, look, can we not just move on and get on with it, and that might work. So I think the very fact that they've been called to answer questions rather than called on resignations for the vast majority of the opposition party will tell you that that's likely what's going to happen, is that nobody really wants an election. Nobody is going to maybe necessarily force this issue to the very, very end of where it could be forced. And therefore, we will move on. And the very last new broom that they can bring in will be brought in, and there'll be hope that the new chair won't be kind of dragged down into another similar crisis.
Brian Stanley, what do you want of the new chair?
I think the new chair has to be very vigilant. I think the whole board, which oversees RTE policy and governance and ensures that the management team are acting correctly, they need to be very vigilant, very active. They need to be very inquisitive in terms of asking plenty of questions, and don't be fobbed off. I don't know Terence O'Rourke, but I understand that he comes with good credentials. I think that that's what's needed. As the chair of the board, he needs to give that leadership. But very importantly, there needs to be clear communication with the minister and with the department. But there's an onus. Communication is a two-way process. And the minister, if the minister didn't seek proper information or didn't clarify matters or clarify what information her senior officials were receiving from the department, perhaps maybe she should have had. And it's up to the minister to ensure, given the scale of the crisis that was unfolding last year at RTE, to ensure that she was appraised of all the main issues and facts.
How much attention do you expect both the minister and the new chair to give to the 21 recommendations of the Public Accounts Committee, which you published today, having conducted interviews with many of the key players in RTE?
Well, this report, which is a cross-party report, it's what I would say in answer to that in short, 100% attention. We're elected on behalf of the public who mainly fund RTE. It's the public sector, it's the public broadcaster in this state, and indeed the whole country of just under 7 million people. And I would expect that the minister and the new chairperson of the board, along with the Director General, Kevin Backhurst, who has made some welcome changes, I want to acknowledge that. He walked into a firestorm, literally, and had to deal with very difficult stuff, that all of this is implemented in full, and there needs to be total cooperation right across the board with the board and the management team. There can be no denial of information or, people making deals or doing anything to one side of anything. All this has to be done in a transparent manner.
Okay, I'm not asking you to go through the 21 recommendations, and I know you want them all to be implemented, but what in particular do you think might be the most important?
Well, the most important one, and I've said this many times before, is to ensure that the RTE is brought under the remit of the Control and Auditor General.
Why? Why is that so important?
Well, the Control and Auditor General oversees, is the watchdog of the spending of public money. That office has a good reputation. They're very diligent. The Public Accounts Committee, obviously, we work with them on a weekly basis, with one member of staff from it. The CNAG attends our meetings, Seamus McCarthy. It was under the remit of the Control and Auditor General up to the early 1990s, but the Broadcasting Act, which was brought in by the government at that time, changed that. That was a big mistake. That shouldn't have happened. I'm of the view, as this crisis started unfolding last year, that it needs to be brought back under. But the second point I would say in relation to that is that once it comes back under the remit of the Control and Auditor General, that automatically means that Public Accounts Committee can bring in RTE, scrutinise their accounts in great detail, can send for papers, can send for people, compel people to attend and not have to go through a lot of rigmarole we had to go through in the last 8 months.
Okay, Lorcan Nyan, how important do you think these 21 recommendations being implemented will be to the future of RTE?
Incredibly important, and I think they should be incredibly welcomed by RTE, even from the communications point of view. I mean, if you take the CNAG, they have a very strong reputation with the public for being forensic and for holding people accountable. So it almost forces that issue for them, and it means that they don't necessarily have to bring in those governance changes. They can be brought in upon on high from government, from the CNAG, and it also means that we will get used to every year seeing them come in and having to answer the questions based on the CNAG report like we do with other areas. So it'll become a matter of course, actually, to see people delving into the accounts, to asking these questions. And there's no really way around it, and therefore you can't get sloppy because the CNAG is looking at it. So it really helps, I think, from a communication perspective, because they can get imposed upon high, and it's obviously, it's good across the board if they're going to answer those questions, because the government is now tied to RTE because of the last couple of weeks and the way they weren't previously. It was RTE in the midst of the crisis and everybody else on the outside asking the questions. The last weeks, because of the mishandling of it, I mean, the government are now very strongly linked to the faith of RTE. And that for me is a new development in this crisis.
But Brian Stanley, do these recommendations deal with the big central issue at RTE, an existential crisis caused by the enormously shifting media landscape and the ability to derive the revenues to cover the costs of the organisation?
Of course, RTE need to perform better in terms of their commercial remit, but the funding issue has to be sorted out, and that's a matter for the full government and full Oireachtas. It's no secret, I suppose, but I would say in relation to that there is a report there from an expert panel body set up by the government to look into this and to make recommendations. They have made recommendations. They need to be implemented. But what I want...
Sorry, the central recommendation effectively would be for the state to fully fund RTE. Why do you believe would that be a good idea? And would that be fair to its rivals in the commercial sector?
Well, what I would say to that is it's not just RTE. Other broadcasters who have a public broadcasting role, such as yourselves, should receive some of that money. The regional radio stations. I think what's important, Matt, is that if these are implemented, these are necessary not just for the Oireachtas to see it happening, but for the public to see it happening. Because if we're going to ask people to accept a new funding model for RTE, they need to have transparency. There needs to be accountability. There needs to be proper financial controls and oversight, and good governance overseeing all of that. That's essential. The report is concise and it's comprehensive. It needs to be implemented in full to give the public that trust and comfort that they know things are being done right there.
Just to finish with you, Lorcan Nyan, and we will have Ian Guider talking a bit about Terence O'Rourke and his track record in the business news after 6 o'clock. But could it be that, given his background as the new chair, he might perhaps be tougher than Siúan Ní Rathaoirí had been in seeking immediate cost cutting?
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. And I think if you look at it from the outset now, he's brand new in there, a depth of experience behind him, and yet publicly unknown, in a way that, you know, any of the other maybe candidates for chair or obviously the most recent chair would now be quite publicly well known. So there's no maybe idea of what they might do. There's no existing conception of what he might do. And therefore, that gives you kind of a clean slate. But I would say, again, it is the last clean slate. It is the last opportunity to really nail this down.
Until the next time.
Restoring the faith in the public. But that's exactly it. If there's a next time and it's been in the next 2 years, it then just becomes that, okay, this organization is no longer manageable. It is not fixable. This is their chance to say, look, it was wrong in the past, but we can fix it. One more thing happens, people will just see it as unfixable 10 years.
Okay.
But just say it's the opportunity to get RTE moving forward. Other issues will emerge. But if these recommendations are implemented in a speedy manner, it gets RTE forward looking and into the right track.
Better foundations for the future, perhaps. Brian Stanley of Sinn Féin, Chair of the Public Accounts Committee. Lorcan Nyan, Head of Training at the Communications Clinic. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.